You're listening to the Save the Marriage podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Hey, this is Lee Baucom. Welcome to the Save the Marriage podcast, the podcast designed to help you save your marriage no matter where you are in the process. Today, I want to focus about your efforts to save your marriage. And let me tell you a little bit of a background of how I'm thinking about this. This is one of those that I had the same podcast a while back, and I thought, you know, that's a really important concept, and I want to bring it back up. It's kind of like last week's concept. Last week, I talked about the fact that there's this Swiss cheese model of what happens that gets your marriage into trouble. And the same day I had the thought on vacation that I needed to go back to that concept, I had this thought. And the reason is because I'd had a conversation. I was doing a little bit of writing while I was at the beach, and I was sitting beside somebody, and I had a common conversation I had. I was at a local coffee place and was doing a little bit of writing, and the person said, "Oh, are you working on something? Aren't you be on vacation?" I said, "Well, actually, I'm doing a little writing. I do writing. I've written some books, and so I'm just doing writing." And the person said, "Oh, I've always wanted to write a book." And I said, "Oh, well, how's that going for you?" And this person said, "Oh, you know, I try, and I do a little bit, and I just kind of, I'm waiting to be inspired." And I said, "What do you mean you're waiting to be inspired?" And the person said, "Oh, you know, I'm just waiting until it just comes to me that I'm ready to write, because until then, I just don't think you can write. I think you have to be inspired to write." And he said, "So did some inspiration hit you?" And I said, "Well, yeah, the inspiration was I need to be working on this book." And this is my point, that inspiration is not the reason to always be taking action. Sometimes we take action because we need to take action, not waiting for inspiration. Think about that and how it applies in life. I have this notion that if I want to get something done, I don't wait until I want to do it. I decide to do it even when I don't necessarily feel like doing it. So I set aside a magic hour every day from 6 to 7 that I write every day. Well, let me be clear, almost every day. I do take a couple of weeks off after I've written a book and start a new one, but I try to keep that time aside because I really need that. I'm not one of those writers that really enjoys the writing process. I like to be able to get my thoughts out, and I like to be able to help people through my thoughts, but I don't necessarily like the effort of writing. I'm dyslexic. It comes hard to me. There's a struggle to it. But I know that that's part of the task. I know that's part of me being a pro at writing, that I have to do it whether I feel like it or not. And so when I get up at 6 o'clock, I start writing. And I stop at 7 o'clock. And I know that even if I don't write any other time during the day, I've had that time to do it. It's my time set aside to do it. My point to this guy was the inspiration is not the time to write. It's great to be inspired, but it's as important, if not more so, to be working on things even when you don't feel like it. That's what I call going pro. A hobbyist is someone who will, you know, do things when they feel like doing it and not do things when they don't feel like doing it. I was talking a while back with this person who is actually a professional bass fisherman. That's what he does, and he makes great money doing it, and he takes it very seriously. So when he is able to be on the water, he's on the water, on the prowl for fish. The interesting thing is right after this, is I saw him when I was out on a body of water paddleboarding, and I saw some other people who were also bass fishing, but they weren't pros. They would go out when the sun was at the right place and when it was comfortable outside and when it was a great time to go fishing. And otherwise, they just skipped it because they weren't pros. They hadn't gone pro. They were hobbyists, which is fine. It's nothing wrong with being a hobbyist. If my friend at the coffee shop wants to write when he's inspired, great for him. But that's a hobby. He's not going to get a book written waiting for inspiration to hit. And if the people want to fish when it's good weather and it's warm enough for them and they like where the sun is and they have the right inspiration, that's great. But it's not going to make them a pro. The people who take it seriously, the people who get things done and go pro are the ones that show up no matter what's going on. They show up and they do their task no matter how they feel that day. Think about it this way. Let's say you're self-employed and you know you have to write, 10 pages of web page design. I speak from personal experience. If you're self-employed, there's nobody telling you to do it. And it's easy for somebody who is self-employed to keep putting it off unless they have somehow committed to it, as opposed to someone who goes into the office and their boss says, you need to write 10 pages of web design today. And they get busy. And at the end of the day, they've done their 10 pages because they had to. They were being paid to. They were pros at this. The thing about being a pro is making sure that what needs to happen happens. The thing about being pro, about going pro, is deciding it's not waiting for inspiration. It's doing what needs to be done when it needs to be done. And that's my point with today. When you are going pro at saving a marriage, it means you're taking it seriously enough that you're going to do it every day. You see, my view is that there are lots of people who say they want to save their marriage, but they're not all in. They're waiting for the moments when things are going well. And that's fine. It's just not going to be particularly effective. They wait for the moments to connect with a spouse when they feel like connecting with a spouse, when maybe they've gotten some good feelings from a spouse, and maybe they've gotten some positive feedback from a spouse, when maybe they just are feeling a little more inspired. Maybe they've had a little too much coffee or maybe a little too much alcohol, or something has gotten them to the place where they're ready to do that connecting. But when they don't feel that way, they don't get it done. It doesn't happen. And it's okay to not be all in. But I can tell you the result of not being all in saving a marriage, it won't work. You have to go pro. You have to be all in. You have to be committed. It's not a hobby. It is an aspiration that you take on every single day. When you decide you're doing it, it doesn't matter if you get up and you feel down that day. It doesn't matter if you haven't been getting good feedback. It doesn't matter if you're not getting the kind of results right off that you want to get. You decide that you're committed to the process of working on it. You create your plan. You follow your plan. You stay on task because you're all in, because you've gone pro. There's nothing wrong with deciding you're just going to do it when you're inspired. It won't work. It won't get you where you want to go. It's not wrong. It's just not going to get the results that people want. See, that's part of what has happened in a relationship anyway. I believe that when you get married, you go pro in that relationship. You know, up until then, you've been kind of an amateur. You've been kind of a hobbyist. But when you get married, it's time to go pro. And maybe somewhere down the line, sometime in the future, you realize that you haven't really gone pro. You haven't really been all in. You haven't really been trying to do it every day. And then you have to catch up. And then you have to put the effort in. The people who go pro from day one have worked on it even when they don't feel like necessarily working on it. They've connected with their spouse even when they don't necessarily feel connected, because they know that's how they get the results they want. Sometimes I've watched people, if they've begun the process of getting back into shape after letting themselves go. I think it's a very common path that sometimes, you know, sometime after college or maybe even before that, people kind of slouch off a little bit on the exercise routine. And one day they look down and realize they can't see their toes as well as they want to, and they're not feeling as good as they want to, and they've put a little more weight on than they want to, and the waistline is dropping a little lower than they want it to, and they decide they've got to take action. I say that from personal experience. After college, I got out of shape. I was in grad school, spending lots of time doing lots of training and study, and I let myself get out of shape. And then one day, mainly because I got sick, I realized I had to do something different. I realized my life depended on getting back into shape. And so I started the effort. And you know what happened when I first started the effort? I was miserable. I was sore. I was pulling myself along, but I didn't stop. The reason I didn't stop is because at that moment, I was scared for my life. I knew I had to do everything I could to get healthy because I wanted to be around for my family and to do fun things and to enjoy life. And so I had some real impetus for doing that. But along the way, I met other people who were gung-ho about getting into shape until they woke up 2 days later and they couldn't move their muscles because they had overdone it. And so they backed off. they were hobbyists, waiting to be inspired to go exercise, and sometime down the road they might get serious about it, but at that moment they weren't. I was all in. I knew then I needed to get into shape, and I knew that I needed to keep at it. And I know now today that if I don't have my routine, if I'm not all in on that process, I'm going to fall behind. It's the same in a relationship. You start a relationship by saying, I'm all in, right? You raise your hand, or at least you pledge yourself to the other person and say, I'm all in on this relationship. And then over time, you stop connecting as well as you did. You stop putting the effort in that you used to, and over time the connection falls away, and you keep waiting to be inspired, and you keep waiting for something great to change it, and nothing great changes it, because that comes from a decision. It comes from a decision to be all in every day, to go pro with that relationship, to be serious about it. People who are serious about it find that the inspiration comes more and more. With my writing routine, when I'm sitting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, I don't have writer's block, because it shows up when I show up. The inspiration, it shows up when I show up. And it's the same in a relationship. It shows up when you show up. The inspiration to connect shows up when you show up, when you decide you're in, not waiting for it to pull you along, but you pulling the inspiration along. And so part of about being all in is decide that you are going to keep moving forward, even when you get pushback. Because a lot of times when a spouse kind of pushes back against your efforts, people walk away. They lose their inspiration. They're not all in. They haven't decided that no matter what, they're going to keep pushing forward. So don't wait for feeling good about it. Don't wait for getting good feedback. Don't wait for a spouse to invite you to work on it. You work on it because you've got a plan. So I've got a question for you. Are you all in? Or is it conditional? Are you waiting for the right reasons to move forward? Are you a pro? Or are you just a hobbyist at this? Are you ready to step in and say, you know what? A marriage is about being all in, and I'm all in. I'm going to be a pro at working on this relationship. A couple of things have to happen. One is you have to have a plan to follow. It's true in everything we do in life. If we don't have a plan, we default to not much. I have a plan on how I start my day with writing, and I have a plan on how I exercise, and I have a plan on how I move through the day. And let me tell you, I am not a planning kind of person. My wife and other people in my family love to make lists. They love to have their day planned out. I'm not that person, except for I know I have to. So I begrudgingly do that. So when people say, oh, it must be easy for you to make a plan, it's actually quite the opposite. I make a plan because I have to. So whether you love to or you hate to, you need a plan to save your marriage. And then the question is whether you're going to follow that plan always or just when you're inspired. So many times I've worked with people who have created a great plan to save their marriage, but the plan only works when they work the plan. Step one is creating the plan. Step two is following the plan. Step three is following the plan every day and staying forward. That's part of my three C's of how you walk through this process: to be calm, constant, and consistent. You can be calm because you have your plan. You know the direction you're going to go. And because you have your plan, you can stay focused on that plan. That's what how you stay going and how you stay on that focus. So the next two, constant and consistent. Constant means that you are going to be following your plan throughout the process, daily, not waiting for inspiration, not doing something now and waiting until next week or the week after when suddenly it comes back to you and you get a little bit inspired by that and you move through. And you do it consistently, meaning you're doing the same type thing. You're trying to connect throughout that process. Here's the thing about this process. Once you're all in, it's a matter of following your plan, and the plan is there. I don't pretend that everybody knows how to build a marriage. In fact, my argument is that's how you get into trouble. You don't know the elements that are necessary in a marriage. It's not your fault that you didn't know what was going to happen, and so you have an old system in place, and we've got to put in a new system, but you got to be all in to get that new system in. You got to be all in to make sure that you're moving forward with that. The biggest mistake people do is wait for the inspiration to hit, to wait to feel like they want to connect with a spouse. Here's the problem. when you are disconnected, it breeds disconnection until you decide to do differently. But when you're connected, it builds connection. It's this law of physics, kind of like momentum. When you have disconnection, the momentum is in that direction until you decide to change it and go in the other direction. And then when you decide to go in the other direction of connection, it builds momentum as you keep pushing it forward on a daily basis. Now, here's the thing about these little daily things. So I get up and I write for an hour a day. It's just an hour a day. And over the course of the last year, I've gotten 4 books written through that hour a day. When I exercise, it's only a half hour here or an hour there, and that's it. And yet, I stay in pretty good shape because it's consistent and it's constant. And I know the plan to follow. I fine-tuned it over time, and I've asked other people what to do, and I've brought in some outside help to make sure I'm on the right plan. By the way, the plan to start writing, that wasn't my plan. I borrowed that from somebody else who knew, who had been that way before. So the question is, are you ready to go pro and follow a plan that will get you there? That's part of the process that I have in my Save the Marriage system. The Save the Marriage system is the plan on how you move forward in a marriage. It's the same process to build a marriage or to rebuild a marriage, because in either case, you're working on that connection. And here's the thing. Nobody explains that to you on the front side. You've got to learn it, and sometimes you don't learn it until things are in trouble. So I want to invite you to go pro. If you've got a plan and you're working that plan and it's working for you, go pro, be all in. If you don't have a plan, it's time to get the plan and go pro. Don't be the amateur. Don't be the hobbyist. Decide you're all in on this process. Give it a true go. So many times I've had people who say, well, you know, I tried something a while back, but it just didn't work. And I would say, well, how long did you give it? And many times it's a week or 2 weeks or a month, maybe a little longer, but sometimes not very consistently. Sometimes not very constantly. And because of that, they haven't gotten the traction that they wanted. They were hobbyists. Are you all in? Are you ready to go pro on the process of saving your marriage? If you are, let me help you a little bit. The Save the Marriage system is designed to help you understand how to follow through and how to move forward. It's designed to give you the secrets of what happens in a marriage that's working. It's also designed to give you the ideas of how to get there. When you join right now, I've got an offer for a free week of my VIP virtual coaching program. Use that program. Grab the system, then take advantage of my offer for a free week and see if that helps to boost you along and keep you in a constant, consistent pattern. You might even notice that there's a fill-in-the-blank plan that's in that program. VIP program has lots of resources, and that's one of them that has training attached on how to follow through on that plan. If you're serious, you know, not just the amateur, but if you're serious, dig in, go pro, try out my system, then join my VIP virtual coaching for a week. Let's get this going. Let's get you pro. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you work to save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at SaveTheMarriage.com.